Penguin Random House presents The Constitution of India for Children by Subhadra Sen Gupta. Illustrations by Tapas Guha. Read by Pallavi Bharati. Please refer to the supplemental PDF to view the diagrams and additional information provided for each chapter in the book. Introduction. For the people of India. Swaraj must spring from the wishes of the people of India as expressed through their freely chosen representatives. Mahatma Gandhi. The Constitution of India. It is a phrase you hear often, spoken by solemn experts on television, printed in bold letters on the front page of newspapers, and frequently mentioned in history textbooks. It sounds complicated and hard to understand, doesn't it? How many of us are really very sure what a constitution is? Why do we have one for our country? And most importantly, do we really need to know all about it? To put it simply, the Constitution of India is a document that lays down the supreme laws of our country. It tells us how this country is to be run. In the case of India, it is as a democracy and a republic. It states what our rights as citizens are and also our duties. It creates the structure of our government. It gives us the right to vote. It establishes the framework of our democracy, which is a parliamentary form of government. It gives us an independent judiciary. It gives us an elected legislature after a free and fair election organized by an independent election commission. The government is run by an elected legislature and an executive that carries out the will of the people. The Constitution speaks for us, the citizens of India. So it is very important for every Indian to know about it, and that includes children. When described like this, the Constitution sounds like a very complex document written in a difficult language that only lawyers can understand. In fact, it is thoughtful and liberal and respects the opinion of the people. Also, it is realistic and a surprisingly compassionate piece of writing that is always thinking of the welfare of the Indian citizens, us. It is a document that explains how to protect our rights, make our lives easier, and keep us safe and united. The most important thing for the men and women of the Constituent Assembly was to make sure that the Indian citizen had freedom and the right to live in peace and progress in life. An equally important task was to keep India united. All these terms that we find in the Constitution, parts, articles, schedules, appendices, amendments, what do they mean? As the Constitution covers many topics, these are ways to organize the text and make it easier to understand. As a matter of fact, the Constitution is so complex, we have lawyers who are constitutional experts and handle cases on its various aspects. The parts are like chapters in a book. For example, part 3 is about fundamental rights, and then each part is divided into articles. The schedules are additional information, usually of lists, like the lists of states and union territories, or of official languages. Appendices are texts that have been added later. Amendments are changes that have been carried out by the Parliament after 1950. As you all know, India became independent on 15th of August 1947, but at that time, it was not a republic with a constitution. It became a republic on 26th of January 1950 when we inaugurated our constitution. The greatest celebration of the constitution is our elections, the day when the most important person in the country is the voter man, woman, rich, poor. The first general elections of Free India were held between October 1951 and March 1952. Think of that exciting time when India votes. The colourful images of a democracy at work, men and women standing patiently in long queues in cities and villages, coming out to celebrate their right to elect their representatives to the parliament. They are equal, they are free, and they have a say in their future. It is our constitution that has given us equality and the right to vote. This amazing document unites the country while respecting its diversity of region, language and religion. At times, our elections can become quite chaotic. People can get very angry and things can get rather violent. It is not perfect, but to the surprise of the whole world, it has worked pretty well so far. Our constitution also promises us justice. When an Indian citizen knocks at the door of the Supreme Court, demanding to be heard against any danger to his human rights, especially our fundamental rights, it is an appeal to the constitution. It also promises us equality and freedom. We have the right to live as free citizens. When we go to a new place to start a new job, join a college in another state, buy land to build a home, marry someone belonging to a different community, pray at a temple, mosque or church, or celebrate our festivals in joyous abandon, it is under the protection of our constitution. This amazing document, along with its wonderful preamble, is woven into our lives, and very often we are not even aware of that. 17 years before we gained independence, during our freedom struggle, on 31st of December 1929, Jawaharlal Nehru stood on the banks of the river Ravi at Lahore and declared that freedom or Swaraj was our only goal. It was decided that from then on, every 26th of January would be remembered as Swaraj Day, and the first was celebrated all across India in 1930. 20 years later, in remembrance of that day, we adopted the Constitution of an Independent Country on 26th of January 1950, and India became a republic and the largest democracy in the world. As the historian Granville Austen writes of the constitution that we created, we ensured representative government with adult suffrage, a bill of rights providing for equality under the law and personal liberty, and an independent judiciary were to become the spiritual and institutional basis for a new country. The journey has not been easy. We have struggled with poverty and illiteracy, wars and famines. There are also the challenges of what can still divide us, the horrors of the caste system that still exists after it was made illegal by the Constitution, the complexities of many languages, of religion being used by political parties to create divisions, and huge disparities in the economic conditions of the people where we have some of the richest people in the world, as well as some of the poorest. What is amazing is how the country has remained united and how we have persevered in chasing the dream that began in 1947. We put those dreams into our constitution and have held on to its promise for all these years. Every year, on a chilly January morning, people have gathered on New Delhi's Rajpath to celebrate Republic Day in a colourful jamboree of fluttering flags, marching soldiers and dancing children. So every Republic Day, we are in fact celebrating what lies at the heart of our democracy, the magnificent Constitution of India. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru was part of the Constituent Assembly that worked for 3 years to write the Constitution of India, and he influenced its wide-ranging, democratic, liberal, tolerant and compassionate character. Scholar, writer, dreamer and beloved of the people, he was much more than a political leader. He was our conscience and the hope of a new nation. He was well aware that for the first time in over 2 centuries, we Indians were responsible for our own governance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?